Good evening, and it's Liz here, your promoter, and I'm here in the beautiful Sacred Heart Church up here in Uri, and we've just had a beautiful celebration by His Grace, Archbishop Eamon Martin. Good evening, Archbishop Eamon Martin.
Good evening, everyone on Radio Maria. It's wonderful to be back with you again, especially in such a beautiful evening here in Uri, where we've been celebrating Mass as one of the novena of Masses during this very special Jubilee year, which is not just the Jubilee of Hope, but which is also the Jubilee of the St. Margaret Mary Alacoque's Revelations of the Sacred Heart. So 350 years ago, in 1673 to 1675, our Lord Jesus revealed to her the beautiful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And since then, particularly in Ireland, many people have held this devotion very dear to their hearts.
And Your Grace, there are many kind of anniversaries and celebrations occurring this year, and it's been also very significant that the Holy Father, and you mentioned it in your homily, wrote his last encyclical, which he released last autumn, on Dilexit Nos, on the Sacred Heart, and he also blessed the Sacred Heart statues that are doing the tour. But Your Grace, you were quite instrumental in helping this happen.
Well, I've been very blessed by having a great team of people organising the Sacred Heart Crusade in Ireland this year. And you're dead right about Pope Francis. It was actually quite unusual that in the middle of everything and all the synods and everything, he seems to have taken quite a while to reflect and to pray about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, of course, he's a Jesuit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that it was the Jesuits who were really entrusted with spreading the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And here in Ireland, they did so, of course, through the Sacred Heart Messenger. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, by encouraging many homes to dedicate their homes, their families, their marriage to the Sacred Heart. Hence, mm-hmm. we have so many Irish homes had the Sacred Heart picture mm-hmm. with the little red lamp really at the center of their home. And I think that's an amazing devotion, one which I'd be really keen this year for people to rekindle. Mm-hmm. Because, to have the Lord Jesus and his wounded, open heart of love at the center of your family home means a huge amount. Mm-hmm. I remember, growing up, the Sacred Heart picture in our living room, and how, my mum used to say that the eyes of the Sacred Heart were watching you. Now, as a child, you always thought when you were up to some mischief or other that the Sacred Heart was watching you. But now, as I've grown up, I've come to realize that the Sacred Heart of Jesus' beautiful, gentle eyes are looking upon us every moment, every hour, every day of our lives, and showing us immense love. And I think that's what Pope Francis wanted to do. Before he left this world, he wanted to give us the gift of that beautiful encyclical, which is entitled Dilexit Nos, which means he loved us. Mm-hmm. And Pope Francis, strangely enough, he says, this is not just a spiritual encyclical I'm writing here or something to meditate upon. He says it's about mission. Mm-hmm. Because he says that if you rest your heart in the heart of Jesus, it compels you to mission, to mm-hmm. get out there and bring the love of God into the world. And actually this month, the month of June, the Irish bishops are asking people to pray, to invoke the Sacred Heart of Jesus for the cause of world peace. Mm-hmm. Because if our hearts are in the heart of Jesus, we can change the world. Because the world in many ways at the moment seems to be a very heartless place. And we can give the world fresh heart, a new heart. As I said tonight, we can give the world a heart transplant. If we are so close to the heart of Jesus ourselves that we spread the love of God everywhere we go.
Beautiful. And I think it was very significant, Your Grace, that you had the communion children there. They all looked so beautiful. All their hands joined mm-hmm. and so respectful and reverent. And you were talking about the heart to them.
I was indeed, because I think children know the love of God. And we all grew up knowing that God loved us. How did we forget that? I mean, why is it that we forgot that God loves us? Why do so many people in the world not think they are loved by God. And that's our mission, our task as believers, to spread the love of Jesus everywhere we go. Those children also reminded me of the centrality of the Eucharist, because they are First Communion children. And for me, it's a beautiful act of providence that the day in which we will consecrate Ireland to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the 22nd of June, is also the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body and Blood of our Lord. So I really would be keen for people to join in that rededication or consecration of Ireland. Of course, Ireland was being consecrated many times to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The first time was back just over 150 years ago, when the Irish bishops in 1873 consecrated Ireland just after the famine to the love of the Heart of Jesus. I think the world is kind of hungry in other ways nowadays. It's hungry for peace, it's hungry for faith and for hope. And therefore, I think it's only appropriate that we might consecrate Ireland once more to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But that's pretty meaningless if I just go up to knock and say a prayer. It's much more powerful if people in their own homes and families, in their parishes, wherever they are, consecrate themselves personally to the Sacred Heart, and their children, their grandchildren, and all of the troubles of this world, put them into the Heart of Jesus. I think that could be powerful.
Amen. And like Your Grace, you're mentioning mission there. What role do you think media have to play in mission and, you know, sharing this beautiful message of the Heart of Jesus?
Well, you're doing it yourself. Radio Maria, Shalom World have been here, of course, with their television cameras. And I think to communicate hope, you know, this is a Jubilee year of hope. There's so much despair in the world, so much darkness. You'd almost be forgiven for thinking that evil can sometimes appear to be getting the upper hand, but of course it doesn't have the upper hand. And we need the communications media, social communications, to get out that message that love is at the core of what we believe in. God loved us first. So, you know, thanks for what you do in communicating hope and faith and love to the people of God in Ireland and around the world.
Thank you, Your Grace. And Your Grace, can I ask a blessing for our listeners today?
Of course. So we pray, first of all, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and St. Claude de la Colombière, who promoted the beautiful images of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We ask them to intercede for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, of course, to pray for us. And the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, in which we place our trust, to be present with us every moment of our lives. And so may the blessing of God be upon us this moment, this day, and always, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Your Grace, and thank you so much for a beautiful celebration.